The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm, and as you know, if you listen to the show, one of the things that we try to do is highlight local churches, local Chicagoland churches and pastors who are doing good work. A lot of times, you know, all we ever hear about are the failures and the things that aren't going well, but there are so many pastors and so many churches doing good things. And with that in mind, I'm thrilled to be joined by the pastor of New Covenant Church in Naperville. His name is Chris Castaldo. Chris, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing well, Brian. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us. What people don't know is pre-COVID, when Ian Simpkins was my co-host, and we would on occasion have to record off-site, we would do it in your church's basement. So this is like coming back full circle to the early days.
We miss you from Naperville.
Yes. I wish people could know how unglamorous radio is. We would sit amongst the choir robes and we had some fun. Those were good days. But hey, tell us about your church. Let's just start there. How long have you been there? And tell us about New Covenant Church in Naperville.
Yeah, going on 10 years. Naperville is a lovely suburb of Chicago. I call it the Achievatron. It's where you start preparing your child for the SATs at age six. You know, it's a little driven.
That's so good.
It's great. Yeah. I have the pleasure of convening pastors here every quarter. And one of the things we remind ourselves of is that we are shepherds. Mm. There is, as you know, Brian, a bit of an identity crisis surrounding the pastorate. We're not CEOs. We're not program directors or social media influencers. We're shepherds. And so that's the kind of ministry that we seek to carry out here.
Oh, that's outstanding. And I want to highlight the most recent book that you've written, The Upside Down Kingdom, Wisdom for Life from the Beatitudes. Why do you love the Beatitudes? Why did you decide to write all about the Beatitudes?
It's all about the heart of Jesus that is beating in the chest of God's people. By virtue of our relationship with the risen Christ, we have the capacity to love the things God loves. And it's altogether counterintuitive. You know, meekness, poverty of spirit, even being persecuted for righteousness' sake, it doesn't make sense from the world's point of view, but it is exactly the way of the kingdom. Why? Because it forges a deeper, more intimate relationship with God.
Mm. Yeah, and the Beatitudes are confusing. I love that you talk about it being kind of the upside-down kingdom. How will it or does it, in your opinion, affect us as individual Christians and the church as a whole when we really take seriously the Beatitudes, when we try to understand kind of the upside-down kingdom of God?
Yeah, it's a different trajectory. Mm. And so we're told that we need to be better every day in every way, and to be sure that we value excellence and we use our gifts to the best of our ability. But the pattern of Jesus' life is pointed in a different direction. It's the kernel of wheat that falls to the ground and dies. And just when it looks as though there's no hope, God by his Spirit brings forth life. You know, we're talking, Brian, during Holy Week,
yes,
as we approach Good Friday and Easter Sunday. That's precisely the idea.
Mm.
It looks like this is the end. Jesus is on the cross, but alas, God does the unthinkable and he brings forth life. That's true for us each and every day.
Mm-hmm. Go pick up that book, The Upside Down Kingdom, Wisdom for Life from the Beatitudes. You've got another, I really want to ask you about this ministry you're doing, and you've written a bunch on as well. Having a conversation between Roman Catholics and Protestants and kind of the intersection, where do they come together? What's the genesis of this? What laid on your heart that you wanted to have this conversation between Roman Catholics and Protestants?
Oh, Brian. Yeah, so this grows out of all the mistakes I made as someone who was raised Catholic. I had a terrific experience in my Catholic parish. But then at age 23, I heard the gospel preached, and for the first time, it reached down into my soul and transformed me. And so, like so many converts, I went to my family and friends and shared this good news. And it was disastrous. I made all the mistakes. I alienated myself from everyone. So there's a real sense in which everything I've said over the last 15 years on this subject has been aimed at helping others avoid the mistakes that I have made.
What are some of those mistakes? What are the biggies?
Here's one. We tend to equate fidelity to the gospel with anti-Catholicism. Right? So if I take seriously what the Bible teaches, and to the extent that I value the Reformation tradition, it means that I must oppose Roman Catholicism in a pointed way. And that's not the biblical vision. Jesus came full of grace and truth. So we take seriously doctrine, but we also take seriously these Catholic friends and loved ones who are made in God's image. And we serve them with the same quality of tenderness, humility, and respect.
Where should that conversation start? Like, what is helpful for, like, someone's listening right now and they're like, oh, yeah, I have a Catholic coworker or family member, and I want to talk about the gospel. How do you even get into that conversation?
Yeah. Questions are the road of the King's Highway into the heart. Just be a humble learner. Ask honest, sincere questions about what that person believes, what they value, how that finds expression in the course of their life. And soon enough, you will have the opportunity to share what you believe. You know, it's the law of reciprocity. If we listen enough to a friend, the time will come when they ask us what we believe. And then we can have a healthy dialogue.
Do you find... my church, one of the things that surprised us when we started our church was the number of quote unquote ex-Catholics who came. I felt unprepared for that, to be honest with you. Thankfully, you've written books on this and talked about this. Do you find a lot of animosity in these conversations, or do you find Roman Catholics are excited to talk to Protestants and vice versa? What's just kind of the posture you have seen as these conversations happen?
It's an interesting moment of history. There is a lot of healthy dialogue happening on the academic as well as the lay level. But there's also a resurgence of conservatism that I'm afraid has reverted back to the unhealthy polemics of the 16th century. And so, you know, and this is, YouTube is one of the places where it's on full display. So there's a lot of apologists, you know, who are in a triumphant way contending for their tradition. Catholics and also Protestants. And it seems to me some of that's good. We're taking seriously our beliefs, but it manifests a serrated edge that I think undermines the preservation of the unity of the Spirit.
Man, that's really good. Chris, let me do this for you as a pastor. It's Holy Week. Easter's coming. So maybe you've got things in your mind that you're going to preach on this week. Take a minute and give people out there a word of hope. Wherever you'd like to go with it on this Easter week, give them a word of hope to some people who could be out there struggling right now.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. That's like saying sick 'em to a dog for a pastor during this week.
No doubt.
So there's someone out there right now who woke up this morning and you're all disheveled. You don't feel good about yourself. You're aware of your sin, and you think, how could God love me? And I want to say, look to the cross where Jesus died for you. He died a perfect death, all of your sin, the big things and the little things. But then 3 days later, God raised him from the dead so that this Jesus is alive. He's not a historical figure who just lived back there. He's alive right now. And because you're in him, God looks upon you, even in your worst days, and he smiles because you are his child in Christ.
Such a good word. Happy Easter, my friend. It's going to be a good one again. Pastor Chris Castaldo, he is at New Covenant Church in Naperville. If you're in the Naperville area looking for somewhere to head this weekend, where can people find out more? I should ask, where can they find out about New Covenant Church?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is newcovenantnaperville.org.
And it's the church with the big steeple right there on 75th Street. That's how you will find it. Chris, happy Easter, man. Thanks for doing this.
Same to you, Brian. Thank you.
Yep. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160. Hope for your life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.